Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we say goodbye today to the radio network Air America, which officially goes out of business today. As many of you know, the liberal network was founded in 2004 during the presidential election campaign that year with Al Franken, Rachel Maddow, Chuck D, Randy Rhodes, and Janine Garofalo among its hosts, trying to make a profitable business out of the progressive equivalent of what Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and others do on the right. The business was troubled almost right from the start, and today they officially shut down. We know we shared some listeners with Air America, and if that was your primary radio station, our sympathies. If nothing else, it helped to launch Rachel Maddow to prominence on MSNBC and Al Franken to his job as senator from Minnesota. But what went wrong? Let's talk to an original Air America host, Sam Cedar. He co-hosted with Janine Garofalo at the start. Air America contributor or national correspondent, Anna Marie Cox, who also started the blog Wonkette. And we'll talk to an expert on media economics, too, in a minute. But first, Anna Marie and Sam, welcome to WNYC. Hello.
Thank you, Brian.
Hello.
And my main question is, why does conservative talk radio continue to make money, but progressive talk radio didn't fly? But Sam, reminisce a little first. What was it like at the beginning? I mean, it was President Bush's reelection that year with his policies, the defining issues, the inflaming issues. Was it ever fun and optimistic over there?
I mean, it was very fun, and it was really optimistic until, I don't know, about 9:30 p.m. The night of that election, maybe 8 p.m. But it was very fun at the beginning, and you know it was originally started, and I don't want to get into any type of litigation, but it was originally started by a guy who had claimed to have capitalized the business about 10 to 12 times more than he actually had. And so within a couple of months, we found out that there was no money and had to scramble. And then really that was the story for the next 5 years. And it has culminated with what you see today.
And that was the behind-the-scenes story that only people who follow media economics knew. The listeners knew Al Franken and you and Mark Maron and all the other hosts. Anna Marie, what did Air America mean to America at its peak? Anything much?
Well, that's a good question. I think one of the problems, in addition to just sort of the stark financial terms that Sam talked about, is that it was never fully identified as a brand beyond liberal talk radio. And I think the thing is, liberal talk radio is harder to define than conservative talk radio. I mean, I think if on a dial you listen to, 30 seconds of someone who's a conservative talker, you're going to realize that that's what you're listening to. And I think that you know, in part because the progressive, coalition is a coalition, more so than the conservative sort of, conservatism can seem sort of monolithic, especially on talk radio, and progressives were never very good at presenting themselves as a monolith. I think progressives enjoy listening to a different type of radio than conservative listeners do. I've often said that probably the most popular commercial progressive broadcast show in America is The Daily Show. It's more popular than Keith Olbermann.
Sam, what did you want to say? Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, this is the thing that I think that people do not understand. The reason, the failure of Air America has nothing to do with the fact that it did not have a sustainable audience. The reason why Air America has failed is because there was a series of incredibly bad managers who either at one time or another overspent or literally left hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table. I mean, because I can tell you that right now, that when Janine and I were hosting 7 to 10 at night in New York City, we were the number one rated talk show in New York City at that time, at time slot. We were beating Michael Savage, the number two conservative talker in the country. We were beating Laura Ingraham. We were beating Mark Levin. And the problem is that at one point we were undercapitalized. And then, frankly, What happened is that too often the money that came in to support, to actually capitalize the company essentially had no idea on how to monetize this product, which was not a standard cookie-cutter radio format. You know, the fact of the matter is that radio industry in general is really hurting right now. Citadel just went under. But the conservative
why would you need to monetize it in a different way? If it was like that show that was successful with those numbers, as you say, that was your show with Janine Gruffalo. If you had so many listeners, I mean, it's not a complicated business model in commercial radio, right? You get a lot of listeners. You identify their demographic. You go out to the advertisers that try to sell things to those demographics.
It's the second part that was difficult, because if you are involved in conservative, if you go to any station group, any Clear Channel station group across the country right now, you throw a rock and you will hit somebody who's sold sports talk, conservative talk, and maybe Spanish radio.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a specific demographic that they know. They don't have to go through any, they don't have to find out who those people are. These salespeople who are not, you know, their job is to sell to the same people they've been selling to for 20 years. So there was no radio industry people who came in and understood that, my gosh, there's a tremendous amount of money out there that unions want to spend to advertise.
Anna Marie Cox is MSNBC, which, of course, went to a liberal talk format in the evening for a number of its hours after Air America launched. Is MSNBC proof that progressive talk can be profitable?
Well, I'm not sure how well any cable news station is doing right now. I mean, I think it's shown that it can be popular. But as Sam was saying, we already knew that. I mean, there is an audience for these ideas. There's an audience for the people who talk about these ideas. And I hope that it works out well for MSNBC. I think that we don't really know for sure. I mean, the entire television industry is going through some its own shakeup right now. One of the reasons I thought that there was going to be a future for Air America is that I think there's a more fundamental change happening, in all across all broadcast media, where how you get that content is in question and it's changing. And I thought it would. I suspected, and maybe this is why I'm not a business analyst, that radio was going to be a better fit to that new way of distributing content, because radio is just sound. You don't need a certain kind of. You don't need a tablet to listen to it. You can listen to it on your iPod. You can listen to it on your radio. You can listen to it anywhere. But obviously, that's not something that really came into play.
And I would add, Brian, that the proof that progressive talk works is to simply look that progressive talk is working. Every major piece of talent who was on Air America is still doing progressive talk radio and is doing much better than they were when they were with Air America.
Are you on somewhere, Sam?
Except for me.
Sorry to hear. I was going to ask, why isn't there any other replacement? I mean, just take the New York market. You can go up and down the dial.
There already is. At Sirius XM,
right,
satellite radio, they have two channels of progressive talk.
Uh-huh.
When Air America went off, they had to do nothing. It did not affect them at all. That's what I'm saying. To a certain extent, the radio people came into Air America and deemed and bought into this narrative that there is no market for progressive talk, and so they constantly worked away from that. And so when Air America shuttered, you had their two biggest names were Montel and Lionel.
Right.
Neither one of whom
are liberal talkers
or particularly political.
Yeah. So Anna Marie, I mean, there is some commercial liberal talk in New York. Give a shout out to Errol Lewis on WWRL and some of his colleagues over there, but it doesn't have in a liberal city like New York, it doesn't have the prominence of WABC or WOR, which are really right wing. So, and this is, I think, true around the country.
It's also true, and also, see, progressives always have the option of listening to NPR for validation of their views and for the kind of entertainment and talk they want to listen to. And I think that that's something that
even though we bring on all points of view and take all people seriously here.
I think that that brings up a good point. I think that progressive or liberal audiences like to hear the other side. I think that that's actually something that conservatives don't miss it when you don't have a liberal guest.
So if you were starting another progressive commercial network,
Anna
Marie,
would, but...
what would you do? Just put yourself in the role of a mogul instead of a commentator. What would you do differently? Any thought?
Well, I think I would focus on good radio, not like on trying to find specific, not trying to play for a specific, you know, demographic of liberal or progressive, but someone who's really good. I mean, the thing about Ed Schultz and Rachel Maddow and Al Franken is they were entertaining on radio. It wasn't just their viewpoints; they're actually talented performers. And there's tons of talented progressive performers out there. They usually don't gravitate towards radio. I think that's what you'd have to do is you have to go after that talent that already exists, but exists in places like on NPR, you know, like on television, you know, like on The Daily Show, that kind of thing.
Sam, you'll get our last word here. We got about 30 seconds.
That last exchange was exactly why Air America failed, is because there was this perception that those things didn't exist there, and this perception that the network was all about simply promoting a very narrow, stale, ideological perspective. The fact of the matter is, the reason why you hear more about WOR and WABC, and you know this, Brian, is because their signal is literally 30 times larger than WWRL's, and they have a much larger marketing budget. But we had a massive audience for a period of time, despite the fact that there were so many people who had put so much, had so much invested in what Air America was supposed to do. And then, frankly, the radio industry and the lack of a clear vision on the top is really what tore it down. And Progressive Talk is still succeeding. It's still on every one of those stations.
We have to leave it there because we're out of time. Sam Cedar and Anna Marie Cox, late of Air America. Again, my sympathies to you for the network going down and to anybody who listened to that station in New York. Thanks a lot for coming on with us.